Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Boom, shaka-laka, boom. It's a FIFO Friday here on the Clay Edwards Show. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards, live here on 103.9 FM, WYAB. For the next 2 hours, be some of the most incendiary radio you've ever heard. We start the fire here. What's that song? We didn't start the fire. I did. I started the fire. The most incendiary show on the radio and on the airwaves in the morning times. Probably in the country, but definitely in Mississippi. We're streaming worldwide at WYAB.com. If you're ever outside the listening area, that is the way to go. Well, maybe not necessarily just WYAB.com. There are other methods. You can go to the TuneIn app or search Alexa. And there's some other radio apps where you can listen to every radio station in the country, this, that, and the other. Sean sent me one yesterday. I don't have it in front of me, but anyway. Man, I was coming in this morning, and like on Fridays, I try not to let any additional negativity in, like news, bad news, good news even sometimes. Of course, I mean, when news breaks throughout the day, we'll cover it. But I try not to listen to, like, podcasts coming in. I try to listen to music on my way here, on my way home, and just try to kind of clear my head after a week of, you know, finding things to be mad enough about to talk about for 2 hours. I was listening to one of my all-time favorite bands, and I brought them to Jackson probably a dozen times over the years, and they just played their last set of shows up in Jackson, Tennessee, a band called One Less Reason. Chris Brown and his crew of kind of revolving musicians there. Chris is the band. Anyway, listen to some stuff on the way in. If you've never heard One Less Reason, I'm going to give you all a little rock and roll homework for the weekend. I'm trying to think of a band, you know, that they're comparable to, kind of their genre would be, you know, I know everybody laughs at Nickelback, but Nickelback was the biggest band of that era. Nickelback, Three Doors Down, Stained, Breaking Benjamin, that kind of stuff. Seether, if you like that 93 rock era of hard rock, you'll love One Less Reason. The song, the album I was listening to, they have so many, but the one I was listening to was A Lifetime Burning, and the song, the opening song of that album is called The Same Thing. Great song. Golly, I listened to it two or three times on repeat before I went to another song. I go long spurts without listening to One Less Reason, and then when I do, it's all I'll listen to for a week. And then, like, okay, I've had enough. I'm not going through a breakup. I don't need to hear these songs on repeat, because every song is about going through a breakup. It made me think about something on the way in. Somewhere this morning on Facebook, shout out to my buddy Derek for pointing this out last night. Listening to those rock and roll breakup songs made me think about it this morning. Somewhere on Facebook right now, there's some couple in their 40s taking a selfie and saying, people are going to be mad to see us together. Ain't nobody mad to see y'all together. They just know you're the inevitable train wreck is right around the corner. And you're going to be online talking bad about one another. Then a week later, after you've gotten all your friends to pick sides, a week later you're back together and it's all awkward for everybody else. Ain't nobody mad you're together. They're exhausted that you're together. There's a big difference. Big difference. Oh, Corey texted in on the Guns and Gear text line, says, you are the one that introduced me to One Less Reason. Killer band, still jammed them. Absolutely. Let's see here. Luke says their song Worthless is priceless. I like your play on words there. Yeah, man, look, One Less Reason is one of the best bands around. If you like hard rock and you want to hear some new stuff from an era you may think you've heard everything from, and we brought them to Jackson a couple times. Even Y101 actually picked up one of their songs, believe it or not, called If You Want Me. Ended up becoming like the number one song on their top 8 at 8 or whatever they were doing. And I just so happened to have a show booked with them at Howlin' Mouths at that time. We sold that show out. We sold out a bunch of One Less Reason shows when I was their promoter here in town. So good stuff. Always, they played my birthday one year, did an acoustic show out at Reed Pierce's in Byram. Then we did a big Howlin' Mouths show the next night. Chad Wesley opened. It was just crazy times, man. That era. 03 to about 07, 05 to 07, 08, 10, somewhere in there. Just wild times. Your boy was having good times. I wouldn't go back, though. I would not go back. Let's see here. Hey, speaking of that, I tell you what actually sparked all this trip down memory lane for me was a story started circulating last night on clanledger.com about the dock. And the whole Maine Harbor debacle. And this is on Clan Ledger. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read it here or not. I read it last night at the house. It really doesn't matter. But it says 20 years and $9 million after the dock closed. What's next for the reservoir? I'm going to give everybody here that's listening to this show this morning the benefit of the doubt. And assume you know what the dock was, but if for those that don't, because I do know we actually have a younger audience that listens to this, shout out to y'all. The dock was the spot out on the reservoir. It was open to 3-4 in the morning, and everybody just always talks about the dock. Nobody ever talks about Marina Cantina or whatever it was called that week, the Bermuda Beach Club. Some other, you know, it had other names, Millennium, the dance club in the parking lot. With the sports bar above it. Nobody ever talks about that. Everybody just talks about the dock. But, man, that was a jumping place, too. Anyway, the dock was legendary. It really was. And I was in competition against them somewhat for an extended amount of time. I was glad when my crowd went black. I didn't have to be in business against the dock anymore. I could just go enjoy the dock without having to fight for a crowd with the dock. DeWitt. Renee at the time, you know, good people. And they ran a heck of a business out there. Anyway, so there's your history on the dock. But it's been 20 years since we were sold this dream of this Beau Rivage-looking development coming to the reservoir. Now, I've heard multiple rumors over the years that they really hoped they were going to be able to get gaming passed and put a casino out there. And when that didn't go through, the bottom fell out on that thing. You know, I've heard there was some, you know, illegal stuff with some money, some fraud, some this, that, and the other. This article doesn't reference any of that, but it does say that there's a man by the name of George Bishop. He's an oil and gas billionaire from Texas, and he's being represented by Michael Stewart of Miss Ark Real Estate Advisors and Maine Harbor Development LLC. And let's see here. John Sigmund. Okay, the general manager of the reservoir, his name is John Sigmund. And he says he believes that there is still reason to believe that the project will come to fruition in some form or fashion. He says there's still plenty of good reasons for Bishop and Maine Harbor Development LLC to make good on their original promises. He says, I think it's going to go through eventually. I don't know when, I don't know what the timing is, Stigman said, but they pay us around $600,000 a year on a lease, and I don't see them continuing that without some vision of a return on that investment. Stigman said that this is the amount Maine Harbor Development has been paying for the last 15 years and what they will pay until the lease runs its course, which is for another total of 60 years. The Harbor Walk people bought the lease, and that is the reason the dock closed, he said. Then they renewed the lease at $600,000 a year, and that has been effect for about 15 years. Sigmund's optimism seems to be agreed with for Stewart of Miss Ark Real Estate Advisors. Quote, while the project sat dormant for a period of time due to various reasons, within the past 5 years, we have committed considerable time and financial resources into a new internal master plan, as well as significant projects, including the expansion of our marina and the completion of the bulkhead on the western perimeter of the harbor, both of which positively impacted the reservoir community, said Stewart by email. Quote, we hope to have additional news about other projects as we move closer to finalizing our master plan. Stewart would not elaborate on whether the continuation of the project would be the same scale as released 20 years ago. Some of the things, I'm not going to get into all that. Y'all can go read the article, but pretty good stuff there. What do you think, guys? Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line. I'm going to cut the text line off if y'all don't start back calling some. Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. What do y'all think? Is it 20 years too late? Is it 20 years too late? Has Jackson gotten too close to Ridgeland? Do you want to see a big development out there on Main Harbor? Or as you get a little older like me, you actually kind of like the peace and tranquility of it. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning. It's Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
I'm old enough to remember when the gaming and all started. There was a consortium put together that wanted to turn the reservoir into a resort area.
Well, they
did. Plans for gaming, a horse racing track, or a dog racing. And there was some kind of theme park coming in. And I'm going to tell you who beat it down. It was the little old ladies from the Baptist churches beat it down. Because they didn't want everybody sinning around them.
Paint me shocked.
You know, so I remembered, well, I would like to see it. It would be good to have something to get somebody into the central part of Mississippi because, you know, unless you want to get carjacked or murdered, you don't come to around Jackson. So, it, you know, I think it would be good. Of course, the taxes would get... they would be probably for schools, but it'd get shuffled off to the slush funds. So, you know, I'm a pragmatist. But I remember well, it was a lot of Protestant churches, little church ladies, and I think it would go now because, see, I was fairly young when they were beating it down, and I'm about three-quarters dead with old age, so most of them have died off.
I'm with you, buddy. I think... Well, I mean, look, society has gotten more progressive, whether we want to think of ourselves as progressive or not. Just look at the way prohibition's been done away with and all the things that are allowed now. And I could go on and on and on. Well, the sun, look, blue laws going away, all that stuff. So, yeah, it's way more likely to get done. Plus, people who move out there to that area, this is my opinion, are people who want that kind of stuff. You know, they want to kind of be in the middle of it all.
And look, you can't outlaw sinning, more or less.
No.
And on a personal note, my elder sister, they would go to the casinos, and I mean that was their entertainment. Her and my brother-in-law well fixed. You know, it never took meat off the table or anything. Well, my poor old daddy and mama, you know, they were going off sinning. Well, I could come in with a $1,200 shotgun, and they'd think it's good. And, you know, you cannot legislate morality. It's been shown over and over and over again. And when it's something like this that is just hypocrisy, you got to wonder who's getting money in their pocket to keep it from happening.
No,
I mean,
that's a good point.
You know, look, I'm not saying all politicians are crooks. There's some that have other professions, but I have no faith in any politician because these clowns that go in dead broke are in bankruptcy, and 5 years, and this is state and national level, 5 years later, they're a multimillionaire. I mean, some people might be stupid enough to believe they just invest good, but I know better. But I would love, look, they could have, we could bring in world-class fishing tournaments into the reservoir area. We could get boat, it's big enough to do professional boat racing up there. All these things they could bring in. And it, look, I'm a Baptist, and I know how stiff-necked Baptist is, and this is not Clay talking, it's me. You know, we don't want anybody else to have their pets in, but we'll have ours. And we need to open it wide open. I mean, look, I don't know if you've ever been to a dog track or a horse track. Man, I love to watch them, but I'll spend $2 and make a day of it. And even with the casinos, my significant other likes to play the slot machines, and I go sit and watch. And she has a good time, and therefore, by osmosis, I have one. But we need something in central Mississippi. It is dead, and now that we're losing the Braves, there's nothing left.
Yeah, I mean, look, I made a big fuss and a fight about it a couple of weeks ago when there was rumors of when there was a bill going around the Capitol for a casino to revitalize downtown Jackson. I'm like, hell yeah, man, something. This is what I'm talking about. This is a generational change. And what Central Mississippi has nothing to hang our hats on. We got a Topgolf coming. Okay, that is great if that's your thing. But that is not a universally loved ordeal.
Look what could be done with a reservoir.
It's a waste.
These big pro fishing tournaments bring in megabucks. Boat racing brings in megabucks. And you got, they can clean it up a little bit. You could have a place that family could come, adults could do their gambling, and the kids have some kind of theme, could bring in families, you know, for a week at a time, and bring some money into our economy. And look, I am sort of funny about church. Most of the people in Hickory Ridge are 30 years younger than me. Well, I moved over to one side by choice because I'm old. A lot of young people are a whole lot smarter than me. They're some dumber than me, too. But we need something in central Mississippi.
Yep. Buddy, I got to cut it.
And the reservoir is ideal.
It is, brother. I got to go, man.
I mean, it's a good hole of water.
Thank you, buddy. Have a blessed weekend, brother. Appreciate Buddy there. I hate to cut him off, but we got to take a break here. We ran 5 minutes over. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We got a bunch of texts on the Guns and Gear text line to read. The phone line, the Mazda of Jackson phone line is wide open. Some people hung up before I could get to them. 601-879-0002. What would y'all like to see happen at Main Harbor? The Harbor Walk plan is back on life support. People are spending $600,000 a year for the lease out there. They're going to want to see a return on their investment or let it go. What should happen? Let me know. This is the Clay Edwards Show. It's a FIFO Friday here on WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. Guys, it's a FIFO Friday. Fool around, find out. You can change that to whatever version of the F word you want. But for radio purposes, it's a Fool Around and Find Out Friday. And on Fool Around and Find Out Fridays, what do? We lower the prices on everything on my website, buyfafo.com. Everything's been lowered to, it's basically $20. But there are some larger shirts, like 3X long, 4X and above, that cost me a few more bucks to make, so I got to pass those air quotes savings on to you guys. Other than that, everything's $20, but all that's $10 off. So maybe it's $25 instead of $20. Anyway, just not to get lost in the weeds there, but I don't want somebody to log on and say, well, this 5X shirt's not $20. That 5X shirt costs $20 to make, so I'm selling it for dang near cost. Anyway, would love for you guys to buy one of my FAFO shirts. We're working on some new logos now. I think y'all are going to love. In the same vein, we're doing these throwback kind of 80s, 90s logos. We're taking them and making them our own. The next one up is going to be really cool. This one ain't going nowhere. It's always going to be available. I don't never understand why people take their best sellers and pull them off to create some false demand, some pent-up demand. You want to spend $20 on a shirt? Clay Edwards is going to sell you a shirt for $20. Anyway, we lower the price. New price is full-time, too, by the way. It doesn't require a promo code. Just go buy it. We got the flags, got the hats, everything, $20. Buyfafo.com. I'm out of XL and XXL. You can order them. They'll be ready one day next week. I'll get them shipped out. Just be patient with me. All right. That was not an ad read there, by the way. That was just me running my mouth. I'm not an official sponsor of this show, but I am the man behind the microphone, so I will plug my own things every now and again. Mazda Jackson, you out car shopping this weekend? I will keep this short and sweet. Please give my folks over there, right on 55 Frontage Road, North Jackson, between Briarwood and Northside Drive. You know where they are. I don't have to explain it. It's the old Mercedes-Benz deep building. Been there for 100 years. Gorgeous facility. Big glass, plate glass windows. I think it's one of the best looking facilities in the area. We get over there. All purchases include a limited lifetime powertrain warranty. Blow your motor up at 300,000 miles. You're going to be really, really happy you bought that limited lifetime powertrain, or you got that limited lifetime powertrain warranty. Also, every purchase comes with a free 43-inch TV. Can't beat that. Flat screen TVs used to be so expensive that I'd go buy a car to get the free TV. Anyway, get over there, man. See my folks. Super, super nice folks. The owners sit right there on the sales desk. They work every deal. You're doing business with the owner. And their great sales team, by the way, some guys I worked with 5, 6, 7 years worked there. Shout out to them. Shout out to Grady. Shout out to Richard. Good folks. And go see them, man. Check out the new CX-90. Luxury redefined in a crossover SUV. Gorgeous vehicle. Looks like a spaceship in all the good ways. Not the Elon Musk truck, Cybertruck way. I love that too, by the way. Anyway, MazdaofJackson.com. Pre-owned, certified pre-owned, and brand new Mazdas. All right, let's jump back into it. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Bobcat says, it's not like the $600,000 per year Main Harbor lease is a total loss. They have revenue streams such as slip rentals, etc. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Bobcat. They do, in fact, have the slip rentals and whatnot, and I'm sure they do pretty well with that. Does it come up to $600,000 a year? I would think, surely. And then you write off the rest as a loss if you need to. If you're running a billion-dollar corporation, $600,000 a year really isn't much money. I mean, it is to all of us. Don't get me wrong. I aspire to be so rich that $600,000 a year loss, it barely makes the ledger. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, brother, what's up?
Man, it's your old friend, Sean Gow.
Do I know?
I said it's your old friend, Sean Gow.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, man. Same old thing, bro. Different day. Man, you were talking about the doco earlier.
Yep.
Man, look, Harrison was the man. You remember him?
Harrison? Oh, yeah, no, well, we can get into a whole conversation about the staff out there, just everybody, top to bottom, just rock stars, man. Love them. Kurt, Trevor, Harrison. Go ahead.
Dude, Harrison held it together, brother.
Good folks,
that
man.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting there cussing my line. Man, that dude right there, he held it together. I mean, he stayed there until something about sunk in the water.
Yep. Everything else good with you, brother?
But you were talking about one less reason this morning. What about old Source 24?
Man, they're still out there rocking. They've been on the show before. All right, Sean, we're having some problems there with our connection, man. You're kind of dipping in and out on me. That's my old boy Sean, hell of a dude. Let me tell a Doc story real quick before we go to break. I ran big time over with Buddy. I got to make it up. I'll never forget in my life, it's me, Darrell Arnold. I don't remember who else was in the room that night. It was about 4 in the morning. The Doc had closed. Vince Vance and the Valiants had played. And y'all know Vince Vance, old man from down in New Orleans. He got that big, tall, crazy-looking hair. He actually wrote the song, "All I Want for Christmas Is You," the Mariah Carey song. He wrote that. She re-recorded their version of it. And I'm guessing they make bank on royalties every time Christmas comes around. Vince Vance down in New Orleans looking like an Indian hotel owner after a hurricane done come through the South. Anyway, just bathing, looking like Scrooge McDuck, just swimming through money. Anyway, we're in there, and these dudes come in after the place is closed, these big old dudes. And look, I ain't always been 6'3", 270. Oh, I guess I've always been 6'3". I ain't always been 270, you know, and going to the gym. I used to be a bit of a beanpole. These big old roided up dudes come in and they start just knocking the security guards in there out. My buddy Chops was in there. He didn't get knocked out. I don't remember who else, but they had gotten in a fight earlier in the night. And I guess security had roughed them up a little bit when they kicked them out. They went to jail. They get out of jail. They come back to whoop folks' butts. I'm like, what am I seeing? Man, we get to tussling with these folks. Vince Vance picks up a chair, a 70. He had to be 70 at the time. He's got to be pushing 90 now. He picks up a chair, smashes it on the back of some people. I mean, like, finally, the rest of security come back in from wherever they were at, and it got ugly. We'll just say that. And the folks go back to jail. One of the wildest scenes I've ever seen in my life, and I have seen some stuff. I could tell y'all crazy nightclub fight stories the rest of the show. Or just nightclub shenanigans anyway. We rented Crazy 8 one time out to a Mississippi State fraternity. And they decided to start beating each other up. And somebody was getting ready to come up through the parking lot. And the parking lot was gravel. And my dad, for whatever reason, is trying to stop them. I don't know. Still don't know what he was going to do if they stopped. But he tried to stop them. Son, they didn't stop. My dad, who was had to be in his 50s at the time, dives out the way to keep from getting run over. But them boys worked us good, man. I rarely talk about the times I got my butt whooped. But that fraternity whooped our butts. All of us. Y'all see my buddy Trigg. Ask him about it. I think it's one of the few times he'll admit that we got worked. We were outnumbered 100-1. But anyway, the Doc story, Vince Vance and the Valiants. I saw Vince Vance smash a chair over some big hulked up looking dude. And man, he turned around. It was like a scene from a WWE deal where somebody gets hit with a chair and it doesn't do anything. And thankfully, that's when security comes running in and I think saved Vince Vance's life, if I remember the story correctly. It was 4 in the morning after a long night at the Doc. There's a good chance I'm misremembering some of the details. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, it's Friday night. You know it's pizza night. It's Acme pizza and daiquiri night. Fan and Mart on the Res, 4 p.m. to midnight. Open 7 days a week. Go out there, try some of the absolute best pizza in Rankin County. Sit down, eat it fresh there on the way God intended. You want to eat pizza so hot that it scorches the roof of your mouth. Sit down, the mozzarella. If you're watching your figure, they offer the cauliflower crust, whatever you want to call it, the gluten-free. I guess gluten-free sounds better than cauliflower crust. Anyway, they offer that as well. Every pizza, one size. They do large pizzas. That's it. But you can fix that large any combination of ways you like. That's what they call the wheel of flavor. Maybe husband likes Canadian bacon. Maybe wife likes pepperoni. Maybe kid likes just cheese. You can try it three different ways. Build your own. Put one of their 12 custom specialty pizzas on there. However you want to do it. Try the Dynamite Balls. Great appetizer. It's pulled pork wrapped around some cream cheese, deep fried, then drizzled with a little sweet baby Ray's. And bam, some kind of sauce. I don't know. I think it's ranch maybe you dip it in. Either way, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's barbecue sauce. It's phenomenal. Get over there. Try it today. Sit down. Delivery. Carry out. Also, try one of their 9 different frozen daiquiris on tap. Hey, they're also available for carry out. Drive-through going to be open here soon. Daiquiris only. So Jackson, well, Flowood will have its first drive-through daiquiri bar in the state of Mississippi. Right here at Fan and Mart on the Res, Acme Pizza and Daiquiris. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Hey, Clay.
Hey,
you were talking about the duck and everything. I can remember when all that happened. I had a well-to-do family member that lived on the resort. He put a deposit down on one of those condos that was supposed to be out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much it was at the time, but I remember years later he was telling me that it was $450 a square foot is what he was paying for. And that's a lot of money even in today's standards. And you're talking 20 years ago. This has always been my theory on that. They did that so they could get the city to redo the infrastructure, and they never intended to do that development. Just think about it, Clay. $1 billion development 20 years ago on Ross Barnett Reservoir at trying to sell Destin Price of money. But it took him 10 years to get his deposit back on that development. Yeah. I think it was just a shaft from the get-go so they could get the marina. That's my theory.
That's what most people think. I mean, most people think that the citizens kind of got hustled out of the dock. And that development there, I think Ridgeland was ready to see the dock go. They didn't want it anymore. That was one big thing. And by Ridgeland, maybe not necessarily Ridgeland, but the Pearl River Valley Water District that controls all that, they wanted the dock gone. At least they thought they did. Because the dock was grandfathered in, just like Shuckers is. That's resort status out there. The dock was grandfathered in to be able to stay open as late as they wanted. They didn't want that out there. They had somebody was probably sitting back, had visions of turning that into Orange Beach, and just thought the dock was the thing preventing all this from happening. And then, boom, nothing happens. So everybody got what they deserve.
That original right there is not what it used to be, man. It's deteriorated in the last 10 years.
Well, that's
what I can tell.
That's what I was getting at. You know, it's like, okay, so 20 years ago it was one thing. Now it's a little too close to Jackson. I mean, they're going to have to. I'm not saying it won't work. I'm just saying, man, that's a big investment 1 mile from the from County Line Road.
But, Clay, I'm honest to God, man. If you would have told me people would be paying the kind of money they paid for houses in Madison right now, I would have told you you were smoking crack, dude. Because I'll be honest with you, some of them houses in Reunion and White Caroline, man, they are as much as they are down here in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores on the water. And it makes no sense whatsoever.
You know who's got to be sitting back praying this happens is Terry Hester over at Shuckers. Shuckers is still grandfathered into that old resort status where he can stay open as late as he wants. When he built that other deal over there on the reservoir, what's the name of it?
Pelican.
You know, when he built that, my understanding is he had to basically forfeit his resort status rights, and to some extent, and it has to be closed by midnight. They don't want nothing staying open late over there. But Shuckers in that land and where those cabins and all that is gonna. You want to talk about watching real estate skyrocket? if the marina project goes through, that is going to skyrocket.
Well, and Clay, it may have worked 20 years ago because it was kind of like a shopping mall there, wasn't it? And the condos above it.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it was going to be hotels.
Before Renaissance and before Dogwood and before that was in Mississippi. I mean, the shopping part may have worked out. The condos, again, anybody that pays $400 for a square foot on Ross Barter at Reservoir is a nut job. That's just my personal opinion.
Appreciate it, brother. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Let's take another call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, brother.
It's Elrod.
Hey, brother.
So, back in the 90s, before the dock closed, that when I was in real estate, there was a bunch of people talking about the citizenry was tired of all the roadblocks and drunk people leaving there, so they banded together to have something done. That was just a rumor back in the day, but that was before the dock closed, so there was always a hint of they're trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, that was always what I heard. I mean, obviously, I didn't have my finger on the pulse out there. I wasn't involved, but, you know, rumors were what they were, and the rumors were that the powers that be and the citizens out there, the money people, wanted it gone.
Yeah, the money. Yeah, that's the same thing I heard. It was rumored for a long time, and God rest its soul. The dock was a wonderful place, bro.
Well, you know, what we love to do in Central Mississippi is tear down our historic landmarks and then commiserate about it 20 years later. Why did we tear it down?
That's true. Sad but true.
Yeah. How you doing, brother?
I'm excellent, man. Listening to a great show.
Thank you, homie. Have a good weekend.
You too, bud.
All right, brother. Peace. Let's take our last break of hour one here. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Land the plane. We'll shift gears into the second hour and talk about some political stuff. I know that half the audience is like, what are we doing? Talking about the dock. I go to church every Sunday. I don't want to talk about sin. We'll be right back. Show. Hey guys, Martin's downtown. It's Fried Chicken Friday. That's the Blue Plate special today. Of course, the full menu is available. They'll have live entertainment this weekend, a couple shows coming up. Check out Martin's Downtown, JXN.com, or find them on Facebook at Martin's Downtown, JXN. Friday night is also ribeye steak night. How about a steak night the family can afford? Get them down to Martin's. It's beautiful weather. They got the big, huge new patio outside. Facing the big mural on the side of the building. I can't say the word mural. That's one of my country words, mural. And I don't say fire. I say far. Anyway, Martin's downtown. Get down there. Try the best lunch in Hinds County today. I still say try the country fried steak, even though it's Fried Chicken Friday. Fried chicken's great, but the country fried steak is magical. Martin's downtown. All right, let's read a few of your texts to close out our one here. Appreciate everybody texting in on the Guns and Gear text line. Josh says, what happened to Rapids on the Reservoir and Waterland? Had good times at both. Joined the Navy 10 days after graduating Brandon High School, so never got to have fun at the dock. Senior Frog seemed like another that would have been fun. I guess during that time in life, Thailand, Singapore, Japan, and the Philippines were a way better substitute for dock-type things. And somebody else texted a minute ago on the Guns and Gear text line. It says, bring back Rapids. I don't know, man. Be careful about wishing for a water park in this area. I recommend driving down to Baton Rouge to Blue Bayou or up to the one in Philadelphia. Absorb your surroundings and see if you still really want that here. It's like everybody that talks about, we want a Dave and Buster's. We want a bowling alley in Brandon. Well, why don't you go to the bowling alleys that we currently have in Rankin County, take a look around, and decide if you really want that in your backyard. Same way, same energy with the water parks. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We will be back in just a few minutes. No sugar added. Boom goes the dynamite. Welcome in. It's hour two of the most incendiary show on the radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards. It is a fa-fo Friday here on WYAB. Fool around, find out. That's what we do around here. I do a lot of – see, that's my problem. I do a lot of fooling around. Therefore, I have to do a lot of finding out. Not like that kind of fooling around. Not like – I'm trying to find another appropriate word that's a four-letter F word. Okay? Look, fool is the next best thing. Fool around, find out. Anyway, that's my problem. I do a lot of fooling around, so therefore, I do a lot of finding out. Even at my ripe old age of 46, I still can't quite get right. I try, but as life goes, guys, reliable rental equipment. You got a project around the house, maybe you're doing a side project for somebody this weekend. You need some equipment to get that job done. Maybe you're moving something. You need to rent an air tow trailer. Man, these air tow trailers are something else. They drop all the way to the ground. No need for a ramp. You know, if you're hauling a very low to the ground race car, maybe a scissor lift. I can just think of a million things. Like I said, my buddy Johnny had to move one of those huge toolboxes. He rented one. It saves you the time of having to rent a rollback and pay all that. Go rent one of these air tow trailers. Check them out. You can go to reliablerentalequipment.com and check out the air tow trailers. Heck, maybe you need to rent a lift too. Get the lift and the trailer. One-stop shop. And, of course, they are your home for rollback dumpsters. All kind of specials all the time. Holler at my boy, Reddy, Teddy, McRaney. Whether you need a zero-turn mower, Taylor Outdoor Lighting Solutions, diesel-powered outdoor lighting solutions, generators, they got it all. Reliable rental equipment located right there on Meadowbrook Road in North Jackson, right across the street from the old Meadowbrook Movie Theater at the corner of North State and Meadowbrook. That's Reliable Rental Equipment. All right, so you guys know I've been talking about this a lot this week. Okay, let me say this again real quick. Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line. I'm going through your text. I promise I'm reading them. 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. All right, so, you know, I've been talking about this for a few days now this week. I made a TikTok that has made Black TikTok very upset with me. I wasn't racist. I wasn't rude. I wasn't really condescending. I just asked the simple question. Why are Black Gen Xers so angry? You guys grew up in the same generation I did. You had every opportunity that I was given. If you're not happy with where you're at in life, it's because, a lot like me, you probably took a wrong turn. You took a left when you should have took a right. Politically and figuratively. And sometimes, you know, when you make mistakes, there's consequences and repercussions for those mistakes. I mean, look, I should have been where I'm at today 12 years ago. I should have been able to go straight from running nightclubs to having figured out how to be in media. I should have never done the 12 years in the car business. Now, I'm way better for it. I learned how to work. I learned how to be accountable. How excuses don't matter. Production is the only thing that matters. Because, look, I can sit up here and have the number one rated talk show in all of the city. If I ain't selling ads, they ain't a talk show. You know what I'm saying? Like, ratings mean nothing. If sponsors aren't supporting, if y'all aren't supporting sponsors. I had to learn how to sell. I learned that in my 12 years in the car business. I learned how to talk to people, look people in the eye, shake a man's hand. Anyway, maybe you made some bad decisions. You're not happy where you're at in life. But those are your bad decisions. Are you still, you know, are your pants still hanging down halfway down your butt? You still wearing your flat-billed baseball cap, kick to the left, kick to the right? Now, no problem with none of that stuff, but it could be negatively affecting your financial situation or your employment situation if you're rolling up on job interviews like that. I'm just saying. Like, if I show up to a job interview wearing holy jeans and a poison t-shirt, I'm probably not going to get the job. I'm probably not going to get that advertiser. You know, even doing what I do, you know, you got to have some monicum of professionalism. Is monicum a word? I've heard people use it. I think it's a word. So what I thought I would do, I got what the kids call ratioed. It's where you get more comments than likes. We're currently sitting at 10.7 thousand comments and 2,516 likes with 215,000 views. So they're very mad at me. What I thought I would do this morning is read, you know, they do this on talk shows every now and then. They'll have a celebrity read mean tweets about them, about themselves. I thought I would read y'all some mean tweets, so to say, some mean TikTok replies about me. And I'm going to ask you, who's the racist at the end of these? Now, there was no way for me to keep up with them, so we're just going to start kind of at the top here. We're going to go down. This is either going to go over like a Putin church, or it's going to be really funny. No in between here. Let's see here. Here's one that I liked. Again, the question was, Black Gen X, why are you so angry? And let's just be honest. They're a very angry bunch. I mean, just behind overeducated, unattractive white liberal women, I can't think of a group that's more angry all the time. They love the word disproportionately. I've never seen a group that's so disproportionately more angry than anybody else than 40-plus-year-old Black Gen Xers. One says, Mike, because after growing up with us, you still have to ask. I do, because I don't understand it. We grew up side by side, shoulder to shoulder, doing everything together. Why did you get so mad? Let's see here. It says, I've definitely seen Klansmen. Oh, yeah, I did say in the video. Details matter, right? I did say in the video, I've never seen a Klansman. You've never seen a Klansman. Now, this makes people mad when I say this. Generally speaking, it's true. I've never seen a Klansman. And I'm going to bet money that you haven't either. Let's be honest here. If anybody, and I'm raising my hand too, saw a Klansman on the side of the road, we'd probably run him over. Right? Let's just be honest. I'm not, this ain't a call or action. I'm speaking figuratively here. I don't know a Klansman, not knowingly. Maybe there is some secret group of Ku Klux Klansmen running this country, running this state. I ain't made it to that level yet. I have not been invited to that, nor do I want to be. I'm just making the point that to get called as a racist as much as I do, that surely I would have been invited to some sort of meeting of sorts by now if this was still a thing. And I would have said no. I just want to put that on record here. Just making a point. You don't see that. And you don't. I know once in a blue moon, a couple hillbillies in hillbilly pedophile incest created individuals will do a little march somewhere. I know that some retards, I know you're not supposed to say that word anymore, but sorry. If you're a Klansman in 2024, you're a retard. Well, that's really all I got to say. I don't know if I got to add anything to that, to be honest. I think that's it. That's the sentence. If you're a Klansman in 2024, I don't even think you're a racist. I just think you're retarded. Like Clayton Bigsby, black white supremacist. Anyway, so the overwhelming majority of these comments are calling me a Klansman for just asking a question. Let's see here. Back to reading mean tweets. Let's see here. I can't read half these names. They're in broken English. Says the only difference is that you may not be wearing a white covering on your face, but these the actions are no different. So I'm being compared to a Klansman for asking why you're so angry. Let's see here. Somebody asked, do you actually want to talk to us directly to us? Well, that's what I'm doing. That's why I said Black Gen X. And somebody said he threw out Michael Jordan and Master P like that was some sort of hook. Well, I did say, man. I said, you know, as a white Gen Xer, we grew up idolizing black folks. How could we be racist? I love Michael Jordan. We got him on the wall here where I do the where I edit the podcast in the other studio. There's more than one Michael Jordan poster in there. There's also a Ronald Reagan poster in there. And then hip-hop rap. When I quit listening to... See, I never listened to alternative rock when it was new. Grunge rock. I didn't like it when it came out. I like it now. It's aged well. But when hair metal bands kind of fizzled out, that's about the same time I discovered NWA. And that talk about taking a left when you should have took a right. But I took a hard left down that road, down that back alley, right into rap. And it went from NWA to Dr. Dre to Snoop. And then this little thing called No Limit Records came about, Master P, and the South just took over. UGK. I mean, I was in that world for 15 years, almost 20 years. From 16 to 32, 33, 34 years old, you know, with the nightclubs and all that. So I just find it funny. You know, that like anytime you try to explain how you feel like you're not a racist, like here's the things, here's the resume that says, I don't believe I'm a racist. Here's the things that I've been about my whole life. Then when you do that, they pretend that it's like, oh, well, let me guess, you got black friends. Like you're not allowed to actually present your case if there's just one thing that they don't like about you. If you do one thing that they don't like, vote for Trump, criticize anything, you're immediately a racist, nothing else matters. And that's why you're losing support from people. That's why people are getting fed up. That's why people are asking questions. We could go on and on and on. We could talk about the country burning down during 2020 over the death of a crackhead, literally. Meanwhile, living in and around cities like Jackson, Mississippi, we see black-on-black violence and murder at industrial-strength rate numbers. Record-setting numbers. And nobody bats an eye. Now, one thing I've learned since I've started doing all this is if you're white, if you're black, you're not allowed to criticize anybody black. It's racist. They've confused criticism with racism. Not the same thing. If I was to allow you to continue doing a crappy job or have a crappy take on something, and I chose not to criticize you because you're black, that would be racism. That would be me treating you differently than I would somebody else. You've got to learn the difference in criticism and racism. I'm allowed to criticize you. You're allowed to criticize me. Do you think it's racism when you criticize me? I don't think so. I just think, hey, we got a difference of opinion on something. Or maybe I am wrong. Maybe I need to be criticized. I get criticized a lot. Some of it's constructive. Some of it's useless. But I absorb all of it. You know, you're allowed, black folks, people are allowed on an individual basis to not like you. Now, I'm not talking about because you're black. I'm talking about if they have a one-on-one relationship with you and they decide out of that one-on-one relationship, they don't like you, the person, the man in the mirror, because you're an a-hole, you're a jerk, you ripped them off, you took the girl, whatever the case may be, just like we wouldn't like somebody white for the same reasons. Me having a personal beef with you is not about racism. I just don't like you, whoever you may be. There's other people can possibly dislike you for other reasons than the color of your skin. They can dislike you because you're a jerk. But we're not allowed to say that. It's like, what do you mean? What do you mean somebody doesn't like me because of me? Yeah, I mean, just like there's plenty of people that don't like me because I'm an a-hole, I'm a jerk, I'm arrogant, I'm a narcissist. According to them, I don't think I'm any of those things. But I don't think it's because I'm white. Like, I think I do plenty. I give you plenty of reasons to not like me if you disagree with my opinions. The least of which, in my mind, is because of my race. I don't think anybody just hates me because I'm white. I just don't. I think I'm very opinionated. And you may not like my opinions, and I understand that because I probably don't agree with yours. But it's your opinions I don't agree with. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. I hope I made some sense out of all that this morning. It's just been on my chest and on my mind a lot this week. And back closing out here, the Black Gen Xers, guys, you grew up, you had a good life, you overcame the oppression and the adversity of your grandparents and your parents and your generations before that. Your parents gave you a hell of a life, gave you a hell of an opportunity. America changed a lot. You ain't got no reason to be angry in 2024. You just don't. You've had it really good. A lot of things have changed. If you're unhappy with where you're at in life in 2024, it's because of decisions you've made, the lack of effort you've put in. I am living proof of that. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show, live here on WYAB. Guys, get out to Guns and Gear this weekend. Do some shopping, spend some money, break some bread with my boy Hunter out there. Highway 51 North in Gluckstadt, right there at Yandale Road. That's Guns and Gear for all of your gun purchasing needs, new and used. All your ammo. They are the home of No Limit Ammo. That's going to become a thing here soon as ammo prices kind of get higher and higher. People are going to start limiting how much you can buy because people are going to be buying more. You know how this works. It's an election year. Guns and ammo sales always go up and become harder to get. Get out to Guns and Gear today. Get in front of the line. Of course, they're way more than just a gun store. They got all your accessories as well. And they can take care of all your Cerakoting and gunsmithing needs as well. Maybe you've inherited some guns that you don't want. But man, they buy guns. Take it out there. Sell them some guns. You got a, maybe Pawpaw passed away and you got a bunch of guns you don't need, don't have a need for. Take them out there. Let them put a value on it for you. You know, maybe they'll buy them from you. Maybe y'all can work a deal. Go see Hunter today. Shop them online. GunsInGearMS.com. All right, man. I've just been needing to get that off my chest. I've been trying to figure out the way to best way to articulate it. It's a conversation I'm willing to have. So open invitation. Anybody from my era, my age group, Gen X, on the black side, wants to come sit down with me, have a conversation, it's an open invitation. Let's talk it through. Let's talk it through. Here in the studio, not on the phone, come sit down across from me, and let's talk about it. That's an open invitation anytime, by the way. I feel kind of bad sitting here having these conversations all the time about what's going on around here without anybody from that group to represent themselves. So it's an open invitation. I'm here 5 days a week. You know, if you can come on here and not cuss and have a real conversation, open invite. You know, would love to have that conversation. Let's read some of your text messages here. Hey, by the way, Greg texted me a picture of somebody with a FAFO sticker. The FAFO stickers, the Clay Edwards Show ones, are free. They've got them at Noel Daniels Automotive out there in Brandon, right off of Woodgate Drive there. And they've got them at, unless they're out, they've got some at A1 Gear and Auto. I'm going to drop some more off as I ride by sponsors that do walk-in traffic. You know, we'll get some more stickers on their counters. And, of course, if you buy a shirt at buyfafo.com, you get a free sticker or two, depending on how I'm feeling when I'm stuffing the shirts in the envelopes in the packages. So, never mind giving somebody a sticker to represent. Let's see here. Let's read some more of your text. It's like I said, man, it's a FIFO Friday. I try to take my foot off the gas politically a little bit and talk about things that interest me. The doc stuff. I could have done the whole show about that, but I'm trying to be mindful of the audience. Circling back to the doc stuff, unknown texture here says, Clay, the res board seems to want to make it private because most that run and patrol that lake don't have boats and actually use the lake. Thanks, just my opinion from the river rat. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about all that, brother. Let's see here. Got an update from one of our good followers here. It says, Allen's hands down best grocery store. And if you haven't eaten it as Lava's in Flowood, then y'all haven't eaten at the best food and service in the Tri-County area. Let's check that out, man. I always take a great recommendation. I still got to get down there to Steve's Deli in downtown. I hear great things. Reaganken says, would not run the Klansman over. He wastes more energy hating me than I do ignoring him. That's a great point, isn't it? I didn't mean literally run him over. It was a figure of speech. He says, We have to dig for reasons to accuse white people of being racist. Unlike in the 60s, when there was obvious overt cases, we are fake and phony. The thing we are not is honest, or else we would admit and concentrate on developing more character, morals, and child rearing instead of power, politics, and performing. We either succeed or fail, just like white people, or else we are naturally less than white people, which is it. And because, as a black man, I consider myself naturally no less and no better than any man. And I feel the same exact way as a white man. I don't think I'm better than anybody. Well, I mean, that's a lie. I do. There are people I think I'm better than, but race has nothing to do with it. It's mostly white people that I think I'm better than. I mean, I'm competitive. You know what I'm saying? And from a competitive standpoint, I do believe I'm better than some people. It's because I work hard at it. And I hope they think they're better than me. It makes us all better. Competition. Iron sharpens iron. I want to compete against the best, black, white, other. I don't care. You know, I love having Sean in here. Sean's very articulate, very smart, pushes me to try not to be the dumbest guy in the room. Iron sharpens iron. Unknown texter. It's all about money. Spend a little money at black businesses. It helps a lot. So, look, I understand the black-owned business thing. Probably more than most, you know, especially from the conservative side of things. But, man, I'm not spending money anywhere that tells me specifically they're black-owned. Just like I'm not spending it anywhere that tells me specifically they're white-owned. I want to go somewhere that has good service, whatever it may be, whether I'm buying a cell phone or a sandwich. Take care of me. And you got my business. Be nice to me. I'm going to tell you, I'm not good at really remembering people's names, but I try. Man, you remember somebody's name. If you ever meet me out and about, first question I ask you is, hey, what's your name? And I say it back to you. I try to say it back real quick so I can remember it. People feel like you have a personal connection when you say their name back to them. Learned that in sales, and it's captain, obvious stuff. It's day one stuff, but man, you learn the most important stuff on day one. And remembering somebody's name, saying it back to them, creating a personal relationship goes a long way. I don't care if you're black owned. I'll support, man, black-owned, Indian-owned. I mean, I've never been a person that says, I'm not going there because, unless they advertise it as such. Like, I'm just not doing that. I'm not doing that. I owned a predominantly black nightclub in Jackson for a long time. I was the white guy they supported. I'm going to support black folks. I am, but I never advertised my club as the white-owned Club 105. It's just, that's ridiculous. Why would you do that? We offered a better service and a better bang for the buck than our competition offered. That's why we were so successful for as long as we were. So I'm just, that's facts. Same thing with my dad's store on Lynch Street. He was able to be down there for 40, 50 years because he did business the right way. He treated people right. Charles on the Guns and Gear text line says, fornicate around and find out. I like it, Charles. I like it. Blake, fart around and find out. We were trying to look for other F words to use on the FAFO. Kevin says, we're going back to the Harbor Walk thing. Didn't the developer of Harbor Walk pass away right before it was supposed to get kicked off? I don't know if you remember this, but in the early 90s, McBee's and Chrishell's built in Brandon, expecting the liquor law to pass. They shut down in no time. I do, in fact, remember McBee's. I didn't know that Chrishell's ever opened up a second location. Not familiar with that, but yeah, they just finally tore down that building that McBee's built. Oh, man, talk about trying, you know, people lost a lot of money for no good dang reason in Rankin County in the late 90s into the 2010s because of this liquor law thing. Then, of course, it finally inevitably gets passed, and it's booming out there in Rankin County. The Southern Baptists are the first ones in the door to get their liquor in the brown bag and carry it out. I'm like, hey, didn't I just see you front row at church? Didn't I just see you front row at church? What's that in the bag? I ain't judging. I'm just saying they fought it for so long. Now they're the first ones in the door on Saturday, front row on Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dustin gave me another. I don't even think I can say that, Dustin. So, but yes, it was very, very close. Another F around and find out. All right, Scott and Brandon says we did have pro fishing tour, but the common denominator problem in Jackson murdered one of the pros while trying to steal his boat. Man, I remember that all so well. I was working at Hare and Gear Toyota right across the street from that hotel. I saw the aftermath of that happen with my own eyes. Sad situation. Yeah, we did have Bassmasters out here, didn't we? Yeah, that was when that dude got killed at the hotel. Jackson gonna Jackson. Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back to the Clay Edwards Show. Hey guys, Burgers Blues Barbecue, Flowood location, open right now for breakfast till 10:30 a.m. They've also got the reverse happy hour, $4 mimosa, $4 Bloody Mary, and $1 off all draft beers. That may sound crazy to you if you're just getting up heading to work, but there's people at the hospitals just getting off that third shift, so it's 5 o'clock on Friday to them. Don't judge. Swing by. Have a cold one. Maybe grab some bacon or... how about fried chicken and waffles? Today's Blue Plate special. If you're waiting at lunchtime to get things started, it's a fried catfish Friday over at Burgers Blues Barbecue. And, of course, you can get hamburger steak as well. Try one of their famous burgers. The burger of the day, the Clay Edwards Show burger of the day is, let me make my screen a little bit bigger so my blind butt can, it's not doing it. It ain't working. I'm going to have to read it the hard way. It is the Highway 61 Bacon and Blue Burger. It's got Applewood smoked bacon, blue cheese crumbles, and their signature comeback. No, I'm sorry. Their signature comeback cheese sauce. That just sounds phenomenal. Give that a try. And, of course, they brought back the B3 Smash Burger for the month. Not just the B3 Smash Burger, but it's the B3 Smash Bacon Jam Smash Burger. It was such a hit. The last 2 months, they had to bring it back. I imagine it's probably going to find its way onto the menu full time. It has become a hit over there. Check out the Flowood location, of course. If you can't make it to Flowood, Madison and downtown Brandon are open as well. No breakfast at Brandon. Just FYI. BurgersBlues.com for more information. All right. I'm being corrected on something here. Bobcat says, I think you're a little confused. Fishing professional was murdered off County Line Road. Yes, that's what I said. When I was working at Herringer Toyota, that's the one on the frontage road at County Line. I was looking right across from it. It was the hotel in the Target parking lot, right next to Red Lobster and all that. I specifically remember this. Maybe you're confused about which Toyota dealership I was talking about. So, I get some stuff wrong. I'll admit it. I misremember some things. This I'm not misremembering. Let's see here. Dave says, talking about when they had built a Chrishell's in Brandon. I did not realize this. He said it was built next to the interstate. I believe it's an Enterprise rental car store now. That would actually be the current Noel Daniels car dealership. So I guess it was built as a Chrishell's. Interesting. Interesting. My buddy Corey texted and said it was at the Motel 6. Yes, the Motel 6 right there on 55. Yeah, County Line. Make sure I'm not missing anything else here. I want to make sure I get your text in. I don't want to go too far back. Dave says, how about fabricate and find out? It's like trying to catch somebody in a lie. That's what we'll say there. just a little update. It says Noel Daniels actually had his 50th birthday party in their store as Chrishell's. Nice. Nice. Shout out to Daniel Freeman and the team over there at Noel Daniels this morning. Y'all be sure to get over to Noel Daniels this weekend and check out a car. Maybe you don't need a car. Go check out these Icon golf carts. They are so cool. You can get them in all different customized ways, from two-seaters to four-seaters to six-seaters, jacked up. They don't have them lowered, but, you know, traditional golf cart height. You can get them lifted up with the big wheels and tires, all the fancy colors, really cool stuff. Check out NoelDaniels.cars today. Not .com, .cars. And get over there this weekend and see Daniel and the team. They had a parking lot party yesterday. They rearranged the whole thing. They got the golf carts out there. It just looks really neat. It's gorgeous car shopping weather in Brandon, Mississippi. God's country, by the way. Hey, also, this weekend, if you're looking for something to do, something free for the family, it's Pearl Day. I love plugging free stuff at Trustmark Park there at Brave Stadium outside. They've got Grammy Award-winning Ashley McBride. She's great. I jam a lot of Ashley's stuff, believe it or not. I mean, she is real country. She's outlaw female country. She is great. I mean, she's right up there with, like, Cody Jinks, in my opinion. Free. Then you got Red Akins opening the show. I mean, come on, 90s country fans. Red Akins, that ain't my truck in her drive. Well, we all broke up to that song at least once in the 90s, didn't we? Found out there was another truck in the drive and it wasn't ours. At least I know I did. Still a little salty about that. You know who you are. Anyway, that's free. That starts at 6, but there's all kind of other Pearl Day festivities going on throughout the city, throughout the day. I think the Mississippi Hot Rod Association's got their big car show out there. Ton of stuff going on in Pearl this weekend. You also got Jubilee Days out in Brandon. If you want to do the carnival thing, take the kids to ride some rides. It's all going on at the amphitheater Saturday, all weekend, starting now. I think they got Travis Tritt Saturday night. That is not a free concert. Be a good one nonetheless. Saw Travis at the Coliseum a couple years ago, an event Andy Gibson put together, Freedom Fest, something like that. He was really good. First time I got to see Travis Tritt live. Never did see Randy Travis, and I know he's in bad health shape now. Probably won't get to see Randy Travis. But, man, that was bucket list. That's why I go see so many of these artists when they come through. Even if it's not somebody that I can just sit here and say I ride around and jam their music all the time. If they're kind of in that legend category, I want to go see them to say I did. Like ZZ Top. I'm no dyed-in-the-wool ZZ Top fan. I like them. I respect them. I've been a fan my whole life, but I don't ride around and listen to a lot of ZZ Top. I've actually been rediscovering some of their older stuff. Pre-MTV. Pre-Sharp Dressed Man. Pre-Legs, all that. Man, they're really underrated band. They sound way more like Stevie Ray Vaughan than they do that other stuff, which I loved it. Don't get me wrong. One of my favorite tag teams from back in the day, wrestling, of course, the Fantastics. I think they were in Mid-South, maybe NWA. They used to, how I discovered ZZ Top, they used to come out to Sharp Dressed Man. And that's how I discovered ZZ Top, for me personally. I was like, man, I love that song. Who is that? You know, there wasn't no quick way just to Google it and figure out who it was. You had to really work to find out who sang songs and you didn't know. How did we do that back in the day? I think it came to me in a dream, actually, believe it or not. Let's see here. Real quick. I saw that Trader Mike Johnson was in town yesterday. I got about a minute here. I got to take my break. Close, land the plane for the day. I saw Trader Mike Johnson in town yesterday, and I saw some of my friends taking pictures with him. Now, I'm not knocking my friends. Do your thing, please. But as I saw it, and I threw up in my mouth a little bit, I thought to myself, I was actually proud of myself. I was like, you know, I have every opportunity to go to that event and get my picture taken with Mike Johnson. I had plenty of opportunities to get my picture taken with Tate Reeves when I was angry with him. I chose not to do it. And I was proud of myself because I feel like I didn't sell out my beliefs. Now, I'm not saying their beliefs have to be mine. Again, I'm not knocking my buddies who got pictures with him. I'm just saying I couldn't have done it. I think too highly of myself. I have too much pride to have gone and taken a picture with a guy just because he's famous. I don't need to be in the in crowd. Jameson talks about this a lot. I don't need to be in the in crowd like that. You know, people told me when I started talking about Jackson and stuff and started aggravating black people, they said, you ain't invited to the barbecue no more. I said, I am the barbecue. They want to take pictures with me. I don't want to take pictures with them. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day, for the week. Rules. When necessary. What a great week of shows we had this week. Pat myself on the back. Good job, Clay. I'm kidding, man. Thank you all for listening this week. Had a blast. I will see y'all back here Monday morning. Sean will be with us Wednesday. He'll tell us all about his trip down to the coast, I'm sure. The Trump Supreme Court stuff may come down today. Follow me online at SaveJXN for more. Podcast available soon.